Welcome to our reflection for December 18th, Monday of the third week of Advent. We begin today with a Christmas nutcracker. Don't be afraid, my beard is long, my head is large, my look is grim, but that matters not. I won't bite you. In spite of my big mouth and grim appearance, I look with my heart for your happiness. Nutcrackers have long been associated with Christmas, but they existed before the birth of Jesus. Early versions of nutcrackers have been found that date back 4,000 years before the first Christmas. Legend says nutcrackers became popular in Germany in the 1700s. Often they were carved as soldiers and kings, and the people took pleasure in having such authoritative figures perform the menial task of cracking nuts for them. Besides being useful, nutcrackers also became a holiday decoration in homes. They are often given as a wish for happiness for the recipient. On this day in 1892, composer Pyotr Ilyich Tchaikovsky's ballet, The Nutcracker, premiered in St. Petersburg, Russia. It was not a huge success at the time. And now for our gospel. Zechariah asked for a tablet and wrote, "John is his name." And all were amazed. Immediately his mouth was opened, his tongue freed, and he spoke, blessing God. Then fear came upon all their neighbors, and all these matters were discussed throughout the hill country of Judea. All who heard these things took them to heart, saying, "What then will this child be? For surely the hand of the Lord was with him." Luke chapter 1. Verses 63 to 66. After 9 months of being deaf and mute, the first words from Zechariah's lips are words blessing God. The people had supposed that this long-awaited child born to aged parents would be named after his father. He was to be little Zachary. But the angel that appeared to Zechariah 9 months earlier has said, "Your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you shall name him John." John is a Hebrew word that means Yahweh has shown favor. This is a graced child who is called to express, in his life, God's love and favor, not only to Zechariah and Elizabeth, but to all God's people. I too am a graced child, called to express in my life God's love and favor, not only to me, but to all people. There's a lot to think about in this passage. Perhaps I should simply think about my own name, how and why it was given, how it sounded when spoken over me as a child, and how it sounds now when God speaks it. Spend some quiet time with the Lord.